the Tom Likas Show.
Everything you say is the fucking truth, man.
And now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
There's no doubt about it.
Thank you for tuning in to a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24/7 at blowmeuptom.com. Our podcast is available on demand. Just go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. This bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show is with our friend attorney Adam Sachs, who is here to answer your legal questions. Adam, always good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, Tom. Great to see you.
Here we are now, once again, doing our bonus hour together. We had quite a response the last time you were here. And we try to let everybody know that you are here to answer their questions. Of course, we've been talking about your expertise in the areas of divorce, child support, child custody, of course, vaginamony, and all those
delicious things.
All those delicious things we love to talk about. And, of course, people may have a question about DUI or other criminal issues. That you are here to answer the questions.
What we're going to do, I work this out with Gary now, Tom,
yeah,
is I'm going to do family law 1 week, and then I'm going to do criminal and DUI the next week.
All right.
So this is our family law week.
This is family law week.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So I want to talk about the role of guilt, Tom.
Oh, okay. Let's do.
It's supposed to be a strictly Jewish thing. It's supposed to be Jewish guilt and Catholic shame. But in any case, guilt comes up a lot more than you think. Somewhere along the line, I really noticed this, that guys have gotten the construct from women that somehow, you mentioned this, like winning Powerball.
Right.
When a woman has sex with you, she's doing you this unbelievable favor. Unbelievable favor. And it's so awful and disgusting for her. You know, she's really suffering, you know, through it. And, you know, that really takes away the reality, which is that both people are supposed to be enjoying this thing, which was what I thought, but I could be wrong. This is a particularly American female way of thinking. You won't find this as much among women from other countries. But in the context of this, when a guy starts getting divorced, for whatever reason, but especially if he cheated or something like that, or he was, like, unfaithful for whatever reason, he somehow actually internalizes, because of guilt, that he deserves to get screwed, and he deserves to pay the woman money. Literally. I mean, literally. He actually says, I've had guys actually say, you know, I have to give her the house after all the shit she put up with, or after putting up with me, or after all the things I made her do, or all the things she had to do to take care of me. And you say to the guys, are you kidding? And he goes, well, I fooled around. So I say, well, that doesn't matter. California, whatever state, most of the states are no-fault states now. And guys will say, well, you know, I was such a difficult man in those days. I gave her a hard time. I wouldn't let her go to school, blah, blah, blah. I got to give her a lot of money to make up for it. And, you know, the whole conceptualization today where all the female stuff, which is being sensitive and kindness to animals, these are all positive things. And the male stuff, when they show that this is hurting little boys nowadays in elementary school and these attitudes, being aggressive, running, jumping, these are all negative things, okay? And so what I really find is that a lot of guys feel that they're supposed to apologize for being a man. They're supposed to apologize. Yes, I know I'm a potential rapist. I know I'm horrible. They have to apologize for their sexual needs and for their personal needs. And on some level, Tom, this comes into play where I'm fighting for the guy in court and he's telling me, don't go so hard on her. I deserve this. I deserve to get screwed.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, but it's very common and very typical.
And by the way, one thing I've told guys...
You don't see this, right? I mean, this is like unbelievable. It's everywhere.
Yes. Well, but one thing I've told them, you know, obviously I'm not speaking as an attorney. I'm just speaking as a guy with a big mouth and a lot of experience in things. I tell guys, look, you can voluntarily pitch in anything you want after your divorce is over. But you don't want the court ordering you to do it. You want to do it because you want to do it.
Exactly right.
So if you want to give extra money to your kid for... a better orthodontist or a better school or, you know, video games or whatever. You can do that.
A private school, for example.
You don't want the judge telling you you are mandated to do it.
Exactly right. And by the way, it's the same with taxes. If you love this country so much, if you want to pay extra taxes, if you want to donate money to charity, look at these titans of business and industry like Warren Buffett or Carnegie or any of these other ones that were ruthless businessmen their whole lives. And then in their 70s and their 80s, they become philanthropists. And they give all their money away and they're building libraries for poor people and all this kind of stuff. Okay? You have to pay your taxes because you have to. And if you want to make contributions to the government or to charity or whatever, feel free. It's yeah. exactly the same, like you just said. If for some reason you want your children to go to private school, that should be a decision you make. It shouldn't be mandated.
Right.
And it's not the same. I have guys that sign agreements to pay for their kids to go to private colleges and so forth, and they curse the money. They don't feel good. Oh, I love my son or my daughter. I'm sending her to school. They say, this fucking court is making me do this because I'm stupid and I signed it 15 years ago. I can't believe it doesn't have the same feeling and the same emotion as a parent, especially doing it voluntarily, as opposed, like you just said, Tom, to be ordered to do it.
Right. In a related story that's not about divorce, but Elon Musk, the founder of Tesla.
He's terrific, man. Yeah. What an entrepreneur he is.
Well, did you see what he did?
He did PayPal, right? And then SpaceX.
Right.
He's something else.
Yeah, and Tesla.
Of course.
He was fed up. Now, of course, I'm presuming he does his taxes and pays what he's ordered to pay. But he decided that he was tired of the traffic on the 405 freeway.
Oh, yeah, right. I saw this.
So he contributed. Was it $50,000? Yeah, it was $50,000.
Put his money where his mouth is.
And he's ready to give more if that will speed up the 405 freeway construction because he's fed up. And he said he can't believe people are not rioting in the streets.
I'm sorry to tell you, Tom, I think he got pretty screwed in his divorce, too, by the way.
Well, understood. But you know what? He's like the old commercial for Doritos. Don't worry about it. We'll make more. You know,
that's the spirit.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And so, you know, we had him on the show. We interviewed him, and I have a Tesla car. You've seen it. You know the deal. And you know, but there's an example where obviously he did his taxes, paid his taxes. I'm sure his accountant wasn't offering to pay extra. Because he wants to pick and choose what he wants to contribute to after he's paid what he's mandated to pay. And that's kind of the same thing you're talking about, which is you'll pay what in the end is mandated by the judge after you have fought to keep the amount as small as possible. But you are always capable later on of going back because you love your kids, because you want to help out, because you think they need something. You're always welcome to go back and kick in or to buy things for them if you want to do it. What you don't want is the government putting a gun to your head and saying you must do this, or to be able to come after you've lost your job or lost the income you had for whatever reason, or maybe you lost money in the stock market, and they come after you and they say, you know, you're not going to get a reduction in child support.
Yeah, of course.
You still got to pay.
That's really amazing, right?
Yeah, well, of course it's amazing. So,
and you know what's really even more amazing? You know, you read about Dickens, you know, and they talk about the debtors' prisons. And this was back in, like, in the old days in England. If you owed a lot of money, eventually they put you in prison. And the craziness of it is obviously you're in prison. You're not going to be able to make any money to pay off your debts. So debtors' prison was, like, self-perpetuating, right? Well, we said America, we don't think that way. No matter what the civil case is, you can declare bankruptcy. You never go to prison for a debt. Wrong. You can go to prison for not paying your child support.
Uh-huh.
That's contempt of court.
Mm-hmm.
And your excuse, like you say, that I got injured or I lost my job or the stock market tanked or whatever, they're not interested in that. And they will put you in jail 7 days per offense. Guys don't believe it. It's true.
I know. No, I know it's true. But I know it's also unbelievable to people who are hearing that for the first time.
Of course.
Of course, if child support is based on a formula, which is what we're always told.
Disso master.
Right. So there's a formula, and the formula is based on a percentage of your gross income. Well, if your gross income goes down, why shouldn't your child support go down?
Well, because the court order is already in place. So you have to go to court again and start changing the order. Most of the time, guys don't do that. Most of the time, guys feel guilty, as I just said.
Right.
And they say, whatever, give her whatever she wants. I don't care. That's all right. She can have all my money. It's okay. I had a guy the other day, I was arguing with him, and he said to me, whatever, it's only money.
Okay. Oh, my.
I said, oh, yeah, okay. I'll talk to you in about a year and see if you still feel that way.
Oh, my God. Why go to court at all? Why not just give her your checkbook?
I hate to be sarcastic, Tom, but I've said it to guys a couple of times. I said, hey, why are we even talking about this? Why don't you just give her whatever she wants, you know?
Right.
But there really is this thing, and I also mentioned this, and this happened in a couple of my cases even recently. I was talking to someone about this today. There have been a couple of instances where you really see the crazy power, and it's sexual, of course, that particularly the really crazy women have over men. And I had this case where the guy told me, I'm ready to confront her, I'm going to deal with it. And we got to court, and he saw her, you know, kind of sitting in the hallway.
Right.
And he just fell apart. He just melted. And this bitch had cheated on him and lied to him. One of his kids wasn't even his kid. She had had someone else's kid and lied to him about
it. This is an indication, by the way, of somebody's very low self-esteem. They don't just need an attorney. They need a psychiatrist.
Well, sometimes I recommend that, but they don't always take it in a good way.
I'm sure they don't.
When I talk to someone who starts saying really mixed up things, I say, listen, I want to help you, but I'm not a doctor, you know. I think before you talk to me, you should talk to a therapist or whatever. And then generally people get offended by that. But I don't mean it as an insult, you know. It's like I'm trying to get him focused. And like I said, this particular guy saw his ex-wife, and after all the shit that she had done, in fact, all the things that she was doing to him that day, I mean, we were waiting for court, and she screwed him, okay? And he just is like, oh, man, oh, my God, it's her. Adam, you got to withdraw the motions, man. I can't do it to her. She, you know, I still care about her, blah, blah. You know, guys are really mixed up, and you're right. It's a real self-esteem thing.
Let me tell you about a story I know about somebody who will remain anonymous, but there's somebody I know who has had kids, two kids, two different fathers. And
Not so unusual.
Right. So, you know, you got with deadbeat number one.
Of course.
Had a kid with him, then couldn't figure out why he was such a deadbeat. Okay? Then you get with father number two, have a kid with him, and he's also a deadbeat.
Just by coincidence.
But he's not just a deadbeat. Okay, so they split up. Now he goes and marries, you know, wife number two. And one day, this woman gets a phone call from ex-husband number two, who's now with wife number two. And he says, We're pregnant.
Girly.
You
man.
Love when I say that, right?
Yeah. That's a bad sign right there.
Right. And so what I want to do is I'm going to go for a reduction in child support because we're having a baby.
Uh-huh.
Now, are these guys delusional or what?
Well, God bless them, you know?
I mean, no court would ever approve that, would they?
No, they won't. Not for your second family. No way. That's that thing where that's kind of that concept where you have the wife who's older with children and whatnot, and she's given all her best years to you, and then you dump her on the side of the road and you marry this, you know, much younger chick. The courts are very unsympathetic to that.
Yeah.
Your primary responsibility is still going to be to your first family. So Mr. We're Pregnant is
right.
We're pretty stupid, actually.
Well, exactly right. I don't understand how having a baby with somebody else would excuse your existing responsibilities. The other question I would have for a guy like that is, why are you having more babies at this point in time?
I think that it's something very programmed into women. And as far as men go, Tom, and maybe this is something that you have parted with, which is a good thing after all these years. I think it definitely comes with maturity. But there is a part of a man that wants to please a woman, that wants to impress a woman, that wants to make a woman love him, you know? And it's probably something from childhood when you did something cool and you showed it to your mom and she praised you or whatever. But there really is some kind of a thing where a woman is saying, you know, I really want you to buy me a house and I really want to get married and I really want to have kids. And you're going along. You're doing it because you want to make her happy.
And you know what? We talked about that this week. Sometimes you want to make her happy, but I think more often than not, you want to get her to shut up.
You know that it
doesn't. All right, I'll buy a house. Just stop talking about it, okay? I'll buy a fucking house.
It doesn't usually work, Tom.
Just shut up. I don't just want to talk about it anymore.
Well, that's certainly one of the ways of getting people to do what you want is the torture, right?
Right.
When you think about that thing with the Grand Canyon, you know, where this drop of water, like, drips on a rock, right? And, you know, what's a drop of water on a rock? It's nothing, right? But, I mean, after, like, you know, 100 years, the rock splits. It's unbelievable. How did that happen, you know? So, you know, like you said, women are persuasive, and I think they learned this in childhood as well, that they say, come on, you
remember
know.
Remember, you used to sing 99 bottles of beer on the wall, and you couldn't get her to shut up? And then they grow up into women, and they do the same thing. I want a new car. I want a new house. I want another baby. I want... And I think more often than not, guys are not trying to make women happy. They're just trying to get them to shut up.
It's a combination. Didn't you have a case? I remember you talked about this. I think you had a RAV4 from Toyota.
Yes.
And the lady, I think it was your girlfriend you were married to.
Girlfriend. She was driving it.
You let her drive your RAV4.
Right.
And she was bugging you. She wants a better car, a Mercedes or something. Or
right. That first, she wanted her name on the title of the RAV4.
Oh, of course, sure.
And I said no to that. Then she wanted me to buy a BMW. I'm sure she wanted her name on the... And then what she said to me was, you know, my mother used to buy me a BMW every 2 years. Right. And she said, why don't you call your mom and ask her to buy you a BMW?
You're supposed to be her new mother, apparently. But,
go ahead.
The big question is, Tom, how did you withstand it? I mean, she bugged you a lot,
I said no.
No, but I mean...
And when she kept
going... She was relentless, right?
I told her the conversation is complete. We are not talking about this anymore. You want to talk about this? Talk about it with your next boyfriend. Do not talk to me about this, because it will never happen.
You got
to
be in a superior bargaining position, Tom. That's
it
all I can
never
say.
Did happen. You know, it never did happen.
But did it screw up your relationship?
Well, it was everything. She was always asking me to spend money on this. She wanted me to sell my house and move to another part of town.
Well, your house had bad energy.
No, that was another girlfriend.
Oh, that's a different one?
Yeah, no. This one just, what she wanted was to live in Pacific Palisades.
Oh, very classy place.
Yeah, she wanted to be there. And I'm guessing that her next plot was going to be to have me procreate over there because it's got a good school district. So
naturally.
I'm guessing that that was her evil plan. And I told her that I'd own this house and I'd done renovations on it. It reflected my personality and I was never going to sell this house. I will die in this house. It will never happen. Don't even think about it. Later, after we split up, and it took a year and a half of therapy to get her to understand that I really did want her out the door.
Right.
She called me delusionally telling me that she had the feeling I wanted her back and so there were going to be some rules this time.
Oh, new rules. Yeah, she's going to give you the rules.
Now this time, you are selling the house and we are moving. Okay. You're not staying in that house. Of course, the fact that I had picked it out with an ex-wife, that I know that's
real
reason.
Yeah, another woman had been in the house.
Right.
Yeah, that really burns them bad.
Yeah. Oh, and not only that, helped me pick the house.
I think what's also interesting, I mean, the house is obviously a very dramatic example, but I've definitely talked to guys that the woman was nagging them for a minivan or whatever the hell it was, and everything was going to be okay, and they, as you say, would shut up finally. And what actually happens in reality is that it's an ever-shifting thing. So you do buy her the minivan or whatever the hell it is, you know, the thing that she's focused on and fixated on, and you do it for her. She's happy for a day or two, and then she come up with something else.
Well, that's what happens. By the way, it's my belief, as you probably heard me say, it's my belief, and I'm speaking to any woman out there who has a tennis bracelet, your husband
has
fucked around, and he wants you to stop going through his wallet looking for evidence, okay? He wants to shut you up. No man would ever voluntarily spend that money on that many diamonds on a bracelet. Never. Never. Okay, so, ladies, if you've gotten a tennis bracelet, trust me, he's getting something younger and hotter somewhere else. And he wants to throw you off the trail. And diamonds are a great way to throw women off the trail.
Just thought
I would throw that out there.
Well, you said the show could be for women, too, right? So there you go.
Oh, there's no doubt. If women have legal questions, I'd certainly like to...
I don't just mean legal questions. It must be how men think, right?
For women
to understand how men think.
Any given time, women can call in. We've had women call in, and I'm telling you how men think. We don't give you diamonds because we love you, ever, okay? You've got these heavy-handed commercials telling you that you have to pay 2 months' salary for an engagement ring. That's the
beers, man. They're killing us.
That's the
formula.
2 months'
salary.
That's
you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, that's the formula. 2 months' salary. It's like,
great.
Fuck you. You're not getting 2 months' salary. It's not happening. Because all engagement rings are, anyway, is divorce insurance. That's what they are.
That's right.
They get hawked.
Go and cash it in.
That's what they do.
They actually bring them directly to lawyers' offices sometimes, by the way.
Do they really?
Literally give the ring to the lawyer and say, here's my deposit.
Unbelievable. At least they're paying for the lawyer.
That was
the way I would
well,
look at it.
Cool. I'd be glad for that. But that was in the movie Heartburn, as I recall. She goes to the jewelry store and hawks the ring to get money to get divorced.
Wow.
That's supposed to be a model for women. But anyway.
I'd rather
thing.
They do that than hawk it and take themselves to Bermuda looking for the next sucker.
That's a whole other story.
Let them pay the attorney. Great. You know, I'll pay for my own attorney. I don't want to pay for your attorney, too. Forget
it. That's usually how it goes, you know, Tom.
I know. I do.
So the other nice thing that happened this week, when you were talking about Mr. Musk, was Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yes.
Who flipped out, apparently. She's bipolar.
Yeah.
She's in rehab. Well, poor Michael Douglas, eh?
Well, because she's married to Michael Douglas. And, by the way, didn't Clint Eastwood's wife, Dina Ruiz, didn't she go into rehab for depression?
What that should tell you is that even if you're a rock star and a millionaire, and like you say, you bought her whatever she wanted, you got her the house in the Palisades, you bought her the BMW, these women have unbelievable lifestyles, right?
Right.
You see, look how screwy they are.
Oh, I know. Well, because material possessions don't make you sane.
No, but I don't even mean that. I mean, as women, they couldn't possibly ask for anything more.
Right.
They're married to rich men, movie stars, rock stars, whatever. Right. What difference did it make?
Right.
Did it help in the end? No.
No.
So I think that's something
you should think about. But they take these possessions, and then they move to the next sucker, like grifters. They just move to the next husband and then try to suck as much cash out of him as they can. That's what they do.
Well, that's at McCourt, right? Jamie McCourt got a $131 million settlement, but apparently not enough.
Not enough.
Unbelievable.
By the way, I'm, you know.
Don't get me started on the Dodgers, right?
I'm so not a fan of Frank McCourt that, you know, I dislike the two of them so much. On the one hand, I hate to see her asking for more because, you know, it's like what women do.
Of course.
And yet, I dislike him so much. Another part of me wants her to win just to make his life miserable.
Oh, great. You know, I was thinking when I went to the game that I was, like, paying for parking or whatever. You give it, like, $15 or $18.
Right.
And I was thinking, you know, he still owns part of the parking or something.
Right.
I said, you know, part of this money of mine is going to that fucker. You know, I mean, that just kills me.
Right.
It just didn't seem fair.
Here in L.A., you can park at Union Station and take the shuttle and not pay him.
Oh, there you go. All right. I got to keep that in mind.
I hate schlepping on the shuttle, but...
That's all right.
You know, I feel...
If I can avoid the McCourt tax, that sounds good to me.
We're going to take a break here. We're going to come back with your phone calls. It's free legal advice from our friend, in this case, in the guise of family attorney Adam Sachs. And your calls. Here is the telephone number, 901-3000-TOM, in this bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. 901-3000-TOM, if you'd like to talk to Adam. My God, how can you pass up free legal advice? You can't. Just call 901-3000-866.
Kicking Earth's ass on TuneIn, iTunes, and at blowmeuptom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Hey, P1s, our show and our company, The New Normal, are one big experiment. And whether we continue into the future depends on whether we can generate enough revenue to pay our guys and our various expenses. One painless way you can help to guarantee that we'll be here is to use the Amazon.com link at blowmeuptom.com or on our Facebook page. Now, we don't ask you to buy anything you don't want or need. By clicking on our Amazon link, you'll get the same low Amazon prices you always get. And Amazon will look exactly the same to you. But the new normal gets credit every time you visit Amazon through our link. By using the Amazon link at blowmeuptom.com, you can get computers, electronics, games, clothing, just about anything, even groceries, at ridiculously low prices. And the revenue we get from Amazon helps us to keep the number of commercials to a reasonable level. Do it while you're thinking about it. Go to blowmeuptom.com or the Tom Likas Show Facebook page and click on our Amazon links to do your Amazon shopping. And pass our link along to your friends. The Amazon.com link from blowmeuptom.com.
You know, America loves the Gary and Dino Show. What's more patriotic than two guys sitting at a table, one drunk, the other high on pills, shooting the shit about a bunch of stupid stuff? Guts, glory, stupidity. The Gary and Dino Show. Go to GaryandDino.com.
Hey, I want to to talk to you about the Black Box. You know, the Black Box is a compact, single-box audio system that connects easily with your smartphone, your iPad, your iPod, your computer, anything with an audio output jack to crank out unbelievable 50-watt sound. In other words, this thing kicks ass, turning any music source into a loud and clear audio system. The Black Box is made by BN Audio. Their owner's been in the industry for 30 years, collaborating with some of the best in the business. And co-owner Devin Bronson has been a Likas listener since he was 13. Now look, this isn't one of those cheap plastic docking systems or something. The Black Box is pro audio. It's all wood. It's wrapped in high-grade industrial vinyl, and it couldn't be easier to use. You just plug and play. Use it at home, barbecues, parties. Hey, it's perfect for all your man cave sound needs. We crank it here all the time. Go to bnaudio.com. That's bnaudio.com. Enter promo code Tom and receive 10% off your order and free shipping with a risk-free money-back guarantee. This is one of the great gadgets, guys. The BN Audio Black Box at bnaudio.com. Crank it! It's the Tom Likas Show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. A bonus hour here at 901-3000-TOM. That's our telephone number. 901-3000-866. Family attorney Adam Sachs here in studio answering your questions. And who doesn't need some free legal advice? 901-3000-866. It's Scott. Scott in the Valley, you're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Doing okay.
Hey, Scott.
Good, good. Adam, how you been?
I'm good. How are you?
Hello?
Scott, come on. What's going on?
Well, must have been a bad connection. Hey, I've been divorced for 4.5 years. I have four kids with a crazy lady, and essentially she hasn't really worked a steady job most of her life. She worked a couple jobs, maybe a year in total, full-time and part-time. And we settled out of court 4 years ago for child support, and I lost my job in 2010.
Oh, sorry to hear it, man.
After that, we renegotiated, and essentially she's getting a lower amount because I work in television, and I'm pretty much freelance, so it equates to basically like being part-time, and then I also do my own work on the side. And now she's been remarried, and she has two additional kids with this new guy, and everything was hunky-dory, but I think that now they're starting to hit a brick wall with each other because I think she's probably taken him to the cleaners or maxed out his credit cards, and now she's starting to come after me and ask me for more money. So at what point should I say enough is enough and say it's time to go full force with her, even though things have been cool right now?
Right.
And, you know, because I basically what I want to do is the kids are old enough to where they could share a week on with me and a week on with her. Right. But she doesn't want to do that, and I've asked her straight out why, and she says it's because, you know, the kids, she didn't want to do that to the kids, but in reality, it's because she would lose a lot of child support.
Right.
So,
right.
My question is, what do you think I should do?
Yeah, I really understand. You know, this kind of goes back to what I was talking about in the past half an hour about the role of guilt, and there are a lot of guys that have what you have, which is a fairly good relationship with the ex, right? And that's a good
right.
thing, you know, and that's good for the kids. And that's really actually what you're supposed to strive for. So you have this pretty good situation. You're relatively congenial toward each other, which is a good thing. And you must have talked to other guys that have a nightmare relationship with their ex, so you don't want that. And you have four kids. And she knows that she can push and push and push, and you're trying to kind of keep everything smooth and not fight. So
right.
there has to be something in between. Now, when you talk about a woman, for example, and this is typical, that refuses to work, that's not acceptable, particularly in California, but this is a general principle of law. You're supposed to support your kids. You're not supposed to stay home, particularly when the kids get to be school age. I mean, women have a certain amount of flexibility when the kids are like, you know, 0 to 3 or whatever, but once they get a little older, and it sounds like your four kids are actually quite older in school age, you can go to court and compel her to work. And that's not a joke.
Yeah, can I do that if she has a newborn child that's 3 months old from the new father? Because
that's limited, I was saying that, remember?
It's very coincidental that she has new kids right as she's about ready to be eligible to go back to work.
Well, it's not coincidental.
So I'm just trying to figure out if she's having kids with him just so she can avoid going to work.
Yeah, well, it's also partly psychological, maybe. There's like they call this the empty nest syndrome. When a woman starts seeing that her kids are getting older and don't need her as much, she makes another batch, you know, obviously with the new guy, also to lock him in. One of the things that you said that's really concerning to me is that she's trying to maintain the same level of visitation with you having limited visitation so that she can keep the high levels of support. And that's really sickening. You know, particularly when children are starting to get older, they want to spend more time with their father, and they want to spend at least equal time between both parents. That's very natural. And so it's not appropriate for them to be denied that so that she can keep the bankroll. And so in particular, it's appropriate for you to go back now, obviously please with a lawyer, okay? But you have to go back, and you have to explain it to her and try to be decent. And you say, look, if we can stipulate to this, then I don't have to go to court. But I'm not fooling around. And, you know, they say like, you know, fair but firm, you know? You tell her, I don't want to drag you to court. I'm not being a prick. But I want 50-50 with the kids. And the kids want it also. And if you're not going to do it with me cooperatively, then I'm going to go and have a judge do it. And believe me, you're going to lose. Because the judges want this, okay? This is based on the principles of law, like I said, of sharing the custody. And, you know, so she is the one who's actually being unreasonable. And most likely she'll be pissed off at you, and she'll take it out on you in some ways. But after a short time, she'll get used to it. Because like you said, what you said, 1 week with mom, 1 week with dad, that's considered fairly appropriate by most courts. And then there are different ways of breaking down the week or whatever, but the time factor should be about half-half. And there's no reason that for you to try to, quote-unquote, keep the peace, that you have to take it up the ass financially by paying all this extra support you should be paying and limiting your time with your kids. You have to be willing to take it on the chin. And I'm sorry about it, but that's the reality. And she's going to have to realize she can't just do anything.
The ironic part about that in the beginning was that she was trying to get a job and basically went through bartending school. And she went through bartending school, got a job part-time at a bar. So I had fought for having the kids every weekend and then the obligatory Tuesday, Thursdays for 2.5 hours. So in all, I got about 34% of the time with the kids. The rest was with her. So I still, to this day, still have that same percentage. I still have them every weekend. The problem is now she's complaining that, you know, I mean, it's so funny because she'll say, I want to have time with my family and take them to family events and on weekends and stuff. And I say, great, let's do 1 week on, 1 week off. And suddenly, no, that's not fair. And, you know, you should be giving up more time for me.
Well, you should realize you're talking to someone who's obviously irrational, okay?
Right.
As far as the career thing goes, and this is particularly true for women, there are a lot of people, and we know them, who never really get it together in any kind of job. And so, like, you know, I've heard this before. They went to bartending school. They did it for a few months. They didn't like it.
Photography school.
Beautician school. Yeah, she's a photographer, too.
There you go. All right. Tom. Tom knows. The professor knows.
Tom knows.
I just high-five Tom.
Well, that's what they know.
No, but he's right. In beautician school.
And Tom, here's the kicker, too, man. The guy she remarried, he actually works in the industry as well.
No. So well, that's great for her,
like,
I guess.
It's like deja vu. It's like the Twilight Zone.
Deja vu
over
all over again, huh?
Right. Yeah, I mean, in a man-to-man way, I feel sorry for the schmuck. But, you know,
that's a great thing, by the way. You know, at the end of a relationship, and you look at this woman, and she's with the new guy that she's with, and if you can feel sorry for him because you know how crazy she is and all the shit he's putting up with, then you're over her, you know? That's a beautiful place to be.
All right, she's certifiably batshit crazy. I wholeheartedly believe that.
So it's not really that means when you started out with her, it was the best sex you ever had. That's why you overlooked
it. Exactly.
Yeah, you know, Art Webb taught me. It's crazy in the head, crazy in the bed.
That's right.
There you go.
Exactly right.
Well, thank you, Adam. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, too, Scott.
As well, if you could.
Do me a favor, Scott. Give me a call off the air, and I'll talk to you about this summer, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Sure.
All right, Scott. Thank you very much for the call. $3,000. Roz and Tom. It's a bonus hour with our guest, Attorney Adam Sachs. Your telephone calls are coming up.
Get everything for just 27 cents a day at PremiumTom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Is our show available on demand? Absolutely. Go to PremiumTom.com right now and sign up. PremiumTom.com features every hour of every show we've ever done since we returned back in April. But there's more, a lot more. We also offer hours of our show broken up into our most popular features, Be Funny, Likas 101, Money Monday, and more. If you enjoy specific features of our show, you can listen to every Money Monday or every Likas 101 you've missed all at one time. And don't forget our bonus material. Every week we pick and post classic calls so you can enjoy them without having to listen to entire shows. And more is coming. Subscribing to PremiumTom.com is a great way to play our show to your friends, a great way to catch up with anything you've missed. And by subscribing, you'll be helping to guarantee that we'll continue to do the show. You can subscribe on a monthly basis or save 17% by subscribing for 1 year. Go to PremiumTom.com right now while you're thinking about it. That's PremiumTom.com.
When I first tried sleeping new normal music enriched with today's hottest indie pop and indie rock, it was so good that I told two friends about it. And they told two friends, and so on, and so on, and so on. And believe me, there's still nothing like the original New Normal music. It gives me super jams, super grooves, and super nutrients. Try it. You'll tell your friends about it.
And they'll tell their friends, and so on, and so on.
Be sure to get the original New Normal music with today's hottest upbeat indie pop and indie rock. NewNormalMusic.com. Be that lizard.
You guys know I'm here to help you get laid, help you with your money. Keep you focused on achieving your dreams? Well, longtime listener and now P1 advertiser, Skip LaCour, is the man who can help you get in shape, build some muscle, lose that body fat, get healthier, and have some more energy. It's Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, the highest quality and most effective sports nutrition and bodybuilding supplements on the market. In fact, Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition was nominated for New Brand of the Year in 2012 on bodybuilding.com. So go to this special website, tom.massmachinenutrition.com, and download free of charge an ebook and 1 hour of audio teaching that guides you through effectively and efficiently getting your body in shape. And while you're there, enter to win the monthly Mass Machine Nutrition special package giveaway worth $250. It's true. Skip is a 6-time national championship bodybuilder. But don't let that intimidate you. He's a listener, for God's sake. And he's one of the best coaches on the planet. He's been guiding and motivating regular guys just like you to get in shape for over 25 years. So go to tom.massmachinenutrition.com. Supreme, clean, Mass Machine Nutrition. Show. A bonus hour with Attorney Adam Sachs at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-866. Is it our Gustavo, is it?
Yep.
Oh, my.
Gustavo.
What's up, Adam Sachs, my favorite Mexican Jew.
Oh,
or is it
no.
Jewish Mexican?
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. So we're going to ask a Mexican, are we asking me or are we asking you?
We're asking you. I want a prenup. What do I do?
Well, Gustavo, tell me something. Now, we're going to put this into the ask a Mexican context here. Seriously, is there some cultural thing? Like, do you have to get married? Or is it parental, family pressure? I mean, what's going on?
It's cultural pressure, you know, and we talked about this last time I was on with Tom, but...
Well, you're on with
Mexicans,
me, man. This is important.
Oh,
here.
I know. I'm telling you, though. Mexicans are... It is in our DNA, especially men, it is in our DNA to get married. We, you know, we do it out of a sense of obligation. We do it out of, the lunacy that we're supposedly in love, but we have to all get married at least once.
Okay, now, so we're not talking about your fiance, because I have never met her. I'm sure she's terrific, okay?
Oh, she's wonderful.
I was in court today in San Bernardino, okay? And it was there was tons of Mexican ladies there, okay? And they are so angry. They're so pissed off. It's hard to... They have these scrunchy, angry faces. Oh, my God. Jeez. And Gustavo, you got to help me with this, okay? Talk about serious weight gain after having children. Really, really. Women that really let themselves go. So how does that fit in exactly?
Well, that's when you have to call in to our Ask a Mexican Hour, and I could answer that for you.
Oh, you promised me that. I thought I would get like a little crossover here.
Sure, of course. No, it's what happens is that the women, especially Mexican women in Mexican households, they're basically required to take care of the whole household. So they got to stock up on the weight. They got to, you know, get the tortillas and the beans, and they got to taste all that, and they keep popping out the babies. So there is going to be a little bit of weight gain. This isn't like a fucking South County household where you have the mom who gets to spend all day in the gym doing Pilates while they get a Mexican woman to take care of the kids. I think by taking care of kids, it's almost by default, you know, you're going to have a little weight gain.
Why so angry? What's that about?
Well, that's just the oppression part. Mexican men like to oppress their women. You know that.
I thought the woman was running the whole household. I'm confused by this.
Well, ultimately, we bow down to the female form in the Virgin of Guadalupe. But look, Mexicans, we are one beautiful, fucked up group of people. Many contradictions with us.
I see. So with respect prenup, okay?
Yeah.
The key to the prenup is understanding that it's going to cost you, okay?
Yeah.
And you have to ask yourself whether you're just fooling around and doing it pro forma or if you really want it to stick. Because
okay.
The first thing that her lawyer is going to do when you start getting divorced is challenge the prenup.
Mm-hmm.
That's routine. I mean, you're going to start filing for the divorce, you're going to present the prenup, and she's going to challenge it. Okay, it's just a fact, okay, because it's unfavorable to her, all right? Generally speaking, it's going to limit her ability to get child support or spousal support in particular. It's going to limit certain aspects of sharing community property and so forth. And so it's very much in her interest to challenge it. And so generally they talk about the formation, which was how you did it, when you did it, how close was it under pressure, and she's going to claim all these things. And so the only really, really winning strategy, and Tom always teases about the UPS store version of documents, is to never use the UPS store version of documents, to do it with an attorney for her, an attorney for you, with a videographer, which is someone who actually videotapes the whole ceremony. I believe Tom used...
You mean I can't get my iPhone and videotape it?
Not a good idea. Tom, I think, had a retired judge, as I recall.
Retired judge asking the questions.
Oversee and ask the questions. And so you're going to spend $5,000, okay?
Oh, my God.
And by the way, if you do it in any kind of edgy kind of way, you know, she's going to walk away with a bad taste in her mouth. She's going to say, this was unromantic, and you don't trust me, and you're an asshole, you know? And it could really put a damper on the festive nature of the whole situation.
Yeah, the great thing with her is that she's totally down for doing the prenup.
She's totally down. Wait until you start doing it.
Well, okay. That's okay. I'm just telling you what she's saying. That's
right.
The great thing. The bad thing is, fuck, where am I going to get $5,000 from? Is it time for me to start, selling things off, or what do I do?
My advice to you as someone who's had more than one prenup is $5,000 is cheap compared to what you could lose.
As you always say, Tom, when it comes to lawyers, you don't go to 99-cent stores for a lawyer.
Right.
You have to go to Neiman Marcus. You have to go to the top of the top. So I totally get you on that.
I'm always surprised when I talk to people, and they have this terrible experience with a lawyer, and they show me this dog shit documents and everything. And I say, where did you find this person? And they say, well, he was the cheapest. You know? And you go, great, you know, brilliant. I mean, do you also drive a Yugo? I mean, what's the deal? You have to recognize that there's a difference between a Yugo and a Mercedes, right?
Yep.
Maybe you don't need the Mercedes, but at least get a Toyota. At least it's something that's decent, that knows what's going on. And I've always been flexible in my fees with people, and I try to work things out. But you really can't skimp on the prenup, and particularly some of these aspects about videotaping, for example, having different attorneys for you and for her and so forth, because the real test is not going to be clear until it's all too late, which means that you've got it in the drawer, you think it's protecting you. Years and years from now, you go for the divorce, she challenges it, and all of a sudden it falls apart.
Yeah.
Okay? And don't get married.
I got to get married. I'm Mexican.
Well, all I will say to you is that don't get married without a prenup. And you have to be mean about it. But if she's cool without getting a prenup. Hey, by the way, I'm going to give you the best line I ever used in selling a prenup. I said, well, this is all about, you love me, right? You're not with me for the money, are you?
Hell no.
This is about love.
Love, love, love.
And she said, well, yes. I said, great, sign here.
That's the best, man.
And she did.
Well, there you go.
That's awesome.
But she did challenge it in the end, didn't she?
She threatened to challenge.
Well, why did she even have that conversation? Isn't that strange?
Well, she wanted to see if I would collapse. I didn't.
No, what if your prenup had been screwed up, right? That would have been it right there.
Right. But, I think she knew, especially when you added in the videographer and the retired
judge. Of course, of course.
I think she knew very well that she was not going to win. And my whole thing was not bowing down or backing down. I said, look, you sign this. You sit on the tape. You do. You know what you're doing. You speak English. You understand. You're not getting anything. You said it. I've got you on video. And so you can go ahead and try to challenge it. I'm not paying your legal expenses. And you can go take me to court because I'm going to present this video of you saying that you're in this because you love me and you don't care about the money. Right, show it.
You have to think that whoever her attorney was went over it with a fine-tooth comb and tried to find a weakness.
Right.
And it wasn't there. Okay, fine.
Right. Well, they try to look for like not just a weakness, but a place where they can nail your self-esteem. You know, you don't think you can win.
Ooh.
You don't think you can win. You have to make him believe he will lose. Right. And so, therefore, it would be better for you to negotiate with them than for them to go ahead and try to turn this over. But I was completely confident. And again, why was I confident? I hired a good attorney.
Well, you invested in it.
I invested in a good attorney. And I invested in the videographer. And I invested in the judge. And in the end, guess what? Where did I save money? In the end, not only in what I didn't have to pay out, but even the legal expenses of a long, protracted divorce trial. It never happened.
So, Gustavo, how about you come with me to court, okay?
Yo, you ever come down to Orange County Superior?
Of course, absolutely. I want
to. We should do it. I'll take you to lunch. I'll take you to the middle of all the Mexicans here in Santa Ana, and I think you'll explode.
All right. Well, I won't explode, but I want you to spend a day with me because you know when I'm waiting for my case to be called, I'm watching the other cases. You know.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it's an education to anyone seriously contemplating getting married. It really is. It just shows you where things go. And what Tom said is true. What's useful in terms of having a prenup if you do get married is that it really kills the divorce. It makes the divorce quick. You can't go on for 15 years. There's no reason to. It's all spelled out in advance. And so when you finally get down to it, the other side, you know, may bitch and moan, but if the prenup is strong, it's a done deal. It's like, well, there it is. There's nothing to really fight about.
Maybe you should make a documentary. Like, what was an old documentary that they used to show in high school to make sure that kids didn't drive drunk and they had all these bodies of cadavers and all that?
I call
was
it the
road, Red Road. Or
no,
Red
no, you're right.
Whatever.
I've seen that one. I know exactly what you're talking about. We sort
exactly.
of that driver education.
You should do that for marriage. You should just take a video camera with you down to the court system, get all these divorcees and
Gustavo,
have them just rant
so
about
much,
fuck all this marriage.
It's so much better than you think. I make a joke about this, and it's one of those gallows humor things. Particularly in the Los Angeles court, in the main courthouse downtown, every morning there's the line, what I call the happily marrieds, which is this line of people waiting to get self-help to try to do their own divorce, which is virtually impossible, by the way. But I take pictures of them sometimes, and it's this long line of these very ashen-faced, very sad, depressed-looking people trying to, you know, figure out how to get out of this mess that they've created for themselves. And it's usually every morning, you know, kind of starting at like 7:30, 8 o'clock, and it's usually straight down the hallway of the court in this big, huge hallway, maybe 50 people, maybe more. And they just literally have that look of like, where did my life go? What did I do to my life? And I really
think it's like the lepers of Calcutta or something.
I was teasing before. I mean, we're not even going as far as Calcutta. Look at what a torture a famous, successful person like Clint Eastwood has had or Michael Douglas has had by marrying a woman. You just don't know what's going to happen. And the whole thing they say that...
And Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas, they have a prenup.
I'm sure. It's not a financial thing. Right. She's just crazy. She's a woman. She lost her mind. Big surprise. You never heard about a bipolar woman? We've never heard of this person before, have we, Tom?
Well, of course we've heard. I've had that lecture. I've had to give that lecture. The lecture goes like this. A relationship is supposed to be fun. And if it isn't fun, I'm out.
Well, you won't compromise with me.
We have to sit here talking about why I'm wrong all the time and how stupid I am. Guess what? That's not what I signed up for. Okay? I'm out. There's the door. There's the door. My favorite phrase, by the way. There's the door.
There's the door. You know how to use it.
By the way.
But you said it doesn't work.
No, no. They have never used it.
Yeah, well, that's the point.
No, but here's how it works. Because once you say there's the door and they don't use it, now you're driving the bus.
Okay.
I gave you the opportunity to leave. You didn't take it. So I'm in command now. Anything you don't like, just get out.
That's allegedly what they want, Tom, but I'm not sure.
I know I don't sound like a very sentimental individual, but I know that most of what goes on in relationships and marriages is all about this war, this negotiation that's constantly going on. If you do this, why can't I do that? And a lot of that stuff. And I just am not down with that stuff.
What's interesting in terms of the marriage, Tom, and this might apply to Gustavo, right? Isn't it this thing about the sell job? You talk about the free samples at Costco,
right?
And the woman trying to get your signature on the dotted line.
Oh, yes.
Isn't there definitely some kind of a change?
I look at
where
all,
when you
I look
actually
at,
are married, the woman finally shows you her true self.
Oh yeah. Well, I got that the first week I was married to.
I never liked sex in the morning.
Never liked sex in the morning.
I didn't have the heart to tell you, but
why didn't you tell
married.
Me you didn't like sex in the morning? We didn't have to get married. Well, now that we're together, I felt I could tell. I feel comfortable now.
And I don't like hockey either, by the way.
Right.
Are you still getting those season tickets? Can you stop doing that?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, she liked hockey, and that's how she lasted.
Thank God
as long
for that.
As she's 9.5 years, that's how she lasted. All right, Gustavo, good luck. We love hearing from you, of
thanks
course.
For calling, Gustavo. Talk to you soon.
And
by the way, I'm not an attorney, but if you want to, married 4 times, divorced 4 times, I have a lot of layman's information for you.
I can't wait.
I'll be happy to lay on you any time.
Take me out Kobe style, please.
Kobe style. Here you go.
This is about us. She's so special to me. It beats in my heart. In the air I breathe. She's so special to me.
All right, Adam, how do people get in touch with you? I know they're all chomping.
You know, I got to tell you, Tom, I've shocked a few people lately where I answer my phone and they start talking and they go, I don't know, can I ever actually talk to Adam Sachs? And I say, you're talking to him right now. I go,
you
really do answer the phone. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
No, I'm okay. I'm accessible and people can email me, of course. But you can call me on my toll-free number at 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320, and you can visit me on the internet at adamlawyer.com. That's one word, adamlawyer.com.
All right, there you go. It's Attorney Adam Sachs.
Get everything for just 27 cents a day at premiumtom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it is time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary Zeno.
Don't believe the hype.
Brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's Beer Magazine. The FDA says the morning after pill is coming over the counter. You gotta be 15 and up. That sounds fair to me.
But it's still good news because I'll tell you what.
If you're out there banging 14-year-olds, it's not good news.
Oh, seriously, if you're 15 and you're gonna have a real tough time going to your parents and be like,
no shit, right?
So this really helps out. This is unbelievable. I can't believe
it would be a life changing situation.
In
if
this
you're
case,
a 15-year-old accidentally got knocked up and you can literally, you just, you walk in, you get your morning after pill, it's done, And you don't even have to worry about the breakfast sandwich.
No. In fact, you just get the job done, and you're back in school the next day. Everything's great.
Right. It's a D-U-N.
Really, this is earth-changing news. I mean, congratulations to those of you who have messed up early, and because of the fear of your parents, you had a kid.
Yeah.
That no longer can happen.
Right. New stats say that women need to plan for a longer post-work life than men. Obviously, we know that women actually live longer than men. Average life expectancy at 65 is 20 years for women compared with 17 years for men.
But you know what, though? As women work more, you're going to start seeing this even. So it's going to catch up the days of women hanging out.
You think life expectancy is going to come down for women? Is that what you're saying?
I do, or it's going to go up for men. So one of the two. They're going to even each other, I believe, they're going to match. So there's not going to be a difference anymore.
According to these stats, there is nearly a 50% chance a woman age 65 will live to 85. 50% chance. That's pretty amazing.
It is amazing, and it just goes to show you that this is some cruel joke by God that, you know, a guy gets all the pussy he wants, he just has to live till he's like fucking
right.
70. And that's not the pussy you want anyway, and then when they're 70,
well,
they fight.
If you're into old broads, this is wonderful.
Well,
right?
We know that our friend Bobby from Florida, he's into some older chicks.
True that.
He's a good man.
Dusty Cooch. Attorneys say that more and more married and unmarried couples are signing relationship contracts that detail how often they will have sex.
Not a bad idea.
Put it in writing.
Not a bad idea.
You get sex twice a week. I agree to stay under 120 pounds. This is one of the examples they use in this article.
You know, and plus, I think it's a positive sign. I think it goes to show you that people are thinking about how things are going to go before they just jump into it.
Ask Adam Sachs about this. You know?
Not people like our friend Nick Ritchie, who married some girl within 24 hours of meeting her. You really don't know what you're getting into, and you could be stuck.
Right.
You know, and anybody in love is going to make the wrong decision. But this way, at least you can talk about stuff and what your expectations are prior to getting into a relationship.
Sure. These so-called lifestyle clauses can include how often the couples have sex, how they spend their leisure time, and spell out what defines cheating or not cheating.
Hmm.
Right?
Like our friend Jason
Let's
Aldean.
Let's put this in writing. Let's
that,
say I grab some ass.
Just talked about who made out with the other girl. That would have been considered cheating. And, you know, that would have been grounds for her to say, yeah, it's over. And that's exactly what happened.
Let's say I jam my tongue down this fucking stranger's throat and get nailed by a photographer doing it.
Then guess what? According to the lifestyle clause, we are doomed. So that's it. It's over. I like this. Yeah. Forthright. That's how I'm going to call these things. Forthright.
According to femalefirst.co.uk. You follow that? Femalefirst.co.uk. Men still relying on women to cook in the kitchen. Cook in the kitchen is what I'm trying to say. That men.
Yeah, but this is an English thing, I think, right?
Men are not cooking as much as you think they are. One in ten guys. Is cooking meals at home, according to this. I don't know about that.
No, I don't know about that either. Like I said, this has got to be, wow, here's, man, 12% of, here's the pictures pop up when I'm trying to read the goddamn stat. Only 11% of family meals are cooked by the man of the household.
Right,
35% of those men can only cook three dishes.
Three dishes in their repertoire.
Hey.
They got spaghetti. Hey. You want spaghetti? You want
spaghetti
burgers?
Spaghetti bolognese.
Or you want some fucking mac and cheese? What do you want?
Right.
What do you want anyway?
Who wants a peanut butter and jelly?
What are you anyway? By the way,
it makes sense.
Yeah, Jason Collins' ex-fiance says she had no idea our friend was fake.
Yeah.
Zero.
I think there's a lot of girls out there confused with life and wondering why their dude is frosting the tips of his hair and out there doing it. There you have it. Thinking it's, that they got a relationship. Okay. Oh, they got a relationship, right, honey? Your husband's over there at the Will Rogers bathhouse, and he's getting a fucking pulling tug by some dude on the other end of the wall.
She looks like an awfully, coming back to you. Demure white broad who is banging an NBA guy. And then she's like, wait a minute, you're gay?
Yeah.
Where's that dick been?
Oh, shit.
That's a question to be asking.
Where has that dick been?
That is a legit question for her.
Completely acceptable to me.
There you have it. It's Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
You know.
Be sure to check out our podcast at GaryandDino.com. Brand new show every Friday. It's GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We are back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Your brand name is important to you, so it's important for you to protect it. SlamDunkDomains.com is where you need to start. The guys at Slam Dunk Domains are experts in helping you protect your brand with top-level domain names, .com, .net, .org, and many more. Plus, they'll host your website and email right at the same place. Visit SlamDunkDomains.com today and enter coupon code TOM101 for a 15% discount on any purchase over $30. Let the guys over at SlamDunkDomains.com score for you and your business. SlamDunkDomains.com.